Hi, I'm Paul Manwaring of paulmanwaring.com. On this podcast, I just want to talk to you about the subject of I might be an administrator if. In other words, how do you know that you're an administrator? How do you know that you have the gift of administration? And actually, what's more, do you realize just how valuable it is? You know, typically, I'll always start with one example, and I'll say to people in front of me, I'll say, are you a jack of all trades? And has that beaten you up? Like, are you a jack of all trades, master of none? And you feel less than a lot of other people because somehow everyone else seems to be good at one thing, really good. And you seem to be good at a lot of things, but somehow it doesn't feel quite so significant. I'll often say, you know, you'll probably have the gift of administration if you're a jack of all trades. And what's more, you'll probably function at a pretty high level in all of those areas. And maybe the person with the one area, they might look that they're really soaring, but the truth is that you're soaring too, and you're probably soaring in a number of different areas. So if you are a jack of all trades, if you can turn your hand to just about anything, well, you might very well have the gift of administration. You know, the way I always look at that is that it gives you an ability to see the world through a lot of different lenses. You know, when 9/11 happened, that tragic day in New York and so many people died, I once heard somebody teaching about it, and he said, well, you know, you'll know you're apostolic if you think about what's the consequences for the whole world. You'll know you're prophetic if you think to yourself, why didn't we prophesy it? You'll know you're a teacher if you think, what can we learn from this? You'll know you're a pastor if you're caring about the families that are left at home worried for their loved ones. And you'll know you're an evangelist if you're thinking of those that went to their deaths perhaps without having a chance to give their lives to Jesus. You know, at 9/11, I thought, I can see it through all of those lenses. I actually think I had all of those thoughts kind of simultaneously. Well, I think that's the gift of administration, the gift of government. It's the gift that the president of the United States has when he can sit around the table with all the members of his cabinet. You know, those that take care of finance and foreign affairs and health. You see, he doesn't need to be an expert in them all. What he does need to do is to see the world through their eyes and bring them in so that he can use their skill and their expertise. And very much the same when you gather with the Joint Chiefs of Staff in the military scenario, the ability to see the world through the lens of the Navy, the Air Force, or the Army. See, the gift of government, the gift of administration, it helps us to see the world through many different lenses, many different eyes. Yep, you might have the gift of administration if that's you. Or perhaps you network. Perhaps you just instinctively network people. You meet someone and you think, oh, they need to meet so-and-so. You know, that may very well be that you have the gift of administration there. And there it looks like networking. It's something that I know that I have. But it was a long time before I realized that it was a significant gift and that it was valuable. Of course, other ways are that you'll sit in a meeting and the visionary is there talking and you're sitting there thinking how and when and why and who. See, you're thinking of the questions that need to be asked in order to take the great idea and to put legs on it, to put flesh on it and to make it happen. Yes, that could very well be that you have the gift. Of course, it covers a wide range. There are high-level leaders who have the gift of government, the gift of administration. And there are those that perhaps at the moment are working in very technical areas with lots of details or putting on events. But nonetheless, it's the gift. It's the gift that you can find in Ephesians 1:10, the building of a household, it says there, suitable to the fullness of times. That's what the word administration is translated as there. Yes, you might very well have the gift of government if you like that stuff, if you like running errands and you like putting on events. What for me though is always important is that we're always looking at how we can grow and how we can develop. And for many of us, we learnt our trade perhaps in some very practical levels, like I did in my mother's general stores and post office. And all the way through my life, I've been building one experience on another, learning to manage me and one task, learning to manage me and three tasks, learning to manage three people and three tasks, a department, and so on and so on and so on. Yes, those are just a few ideas of, you might have the gift of administration, the gift of government, if you think in that way, or if you like doing that kind of stuff. I often think that the gift is a little bit like the bones of the hand. It enables all the fingers to operate. It holds everything together, each finger unique, each finger having its unique attribute, but the hand holding them together. The gift of government, the gift of administration is a bit like that, drawing all the separate parts together, unique elements in an organization, and enabling them to work together, maybe in very detailed and delicate situations that require great dexterity, or maybe in situations that require the raw power of a hand that is able to lift up great weights or push things out of the way. You may very well have the gift of administration, the gift of government. But the one thing I want to encourage you with, it is a great gift. It's not a second-class gift. He doesn't give out second-class gifts. And actually, if you believe it's second-class, you might even believe you're a second-class believer. And those don't exist. There are no second-class believers. There is no second-class gift. So I hope this has been helpful to you. And I encourage you on your journey into administration and understanding this gift. And I have several resources available on my website that you might want to check out and to look into. It's really an exciting gift, one that I believe hinges around three key elements: sonship, power, and presence. So if you are thinking that you have the gift, I encourage you to pursue sonship, to understand the power of God, and enjoy and experience the presence of God. And it will be a great help to you on your journey of understanding and stewarding this great gift. Thanks for listening to me. I look forward to talking to you again. Bye.